Hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Coleman, and I go to the meeting in Baltimore, Maryland. And I wrote this poem a few years ago. And if you were at Young Adult Weekend at Mountain View, which everyone should go to, by the way, you've probably heard this poem, but it's called Empty Grave. There's an empty grave to prove he lives. A wise man once told me that God gives us anger to protect the things we love. Well, I was angry because I let the world consume me for so long and hinder the power God gave me from above. My heart, mind, and soul were in torturous pain, but I let it go on for days after days, months upon months and years after years. I was tired of crying and wiping my tears. I was tired of regrets and trying to be something that I'm not, trying to fit in, but in sin, getting caught. So I turned to Jesus and said, Lord, I need you right now. I cannot do this alone. He heard and turned his face to me as he sat upon his throne. He said, my dear child, I've been here all along, and I gave you this weakness so that I could make you strong. I know that you love me and are trying your best, but keep your faith in me and I'll take care of the rest. Trust me with your life and I'll handle all your future plans because I've got you and the whole world in my hands. Keep reading my word and listening to me speak because I've been where you are and I know you are weak. No one is perfect, no matter how hard they try. That's why I'm looking down from you, protecting you from up here in the sky. Looking down with my eyes, yet I still am nearby, and your tears I will forever dry. So don't you ever deny that I see you, and that I also, C-A-R-E, care for you. I see you. But I said, Lord, why me? These struggles, these troubles, I don't know what to do, but I'm losing my faith and my trust in you. Why do my problems now seem so much worse? Is this some type of game or a trick or a curse? I get stressed and get mad, and at night I can't sleep. But the Lord responded and said, well, why didn't you just call on me? You know I'm your Savior, and I knew you before you were born. So don't stress, my young child, over one little storm. These hard times are where I want to make you transform and for your life to be rearranged, to change you into the strong Christian who I need you to be. And I'm allowing your tests to become your testimony. And I don't make anything worthless, so get that out of your mind. Remember that I was put on the cross and for your sins I died. You are worth more than the sparrows and more than you could ever think. So don't forget that while you take the bread and the red wine that you will drink. Know that I rose again to give you hope. I rose again to help you cope. I rose again to cleanse you with heavenly soap, and I rose again so my people would trust me and not a pope. I rose again to set you free. I rose again to make the devil flee. I rose again to save your soul. I rose again to make you whole. I live to make the weak so strong. And I live to make the lonely belong. I live to give the brokenhearted a new song. And I live to make you live so long eternally. Eternally. So stop trying to hide your problems internally and just let me see. My dear child, believe me, when you get on your knees, resist your sins and come pray to me. The devil will flee and you will be completely new and restored in me. Almost like a Christian becoming saved again. And after you pray, say in Jesus' name, amen. Read my words over and find something new again. Mark your favorite places with a pencil, highlighter, or ballpoint pen. I can be your hero child. I can heal all of your pain. Look how far you've come now. I have saved you from the flames. I've healed the sick and helped the lame. And all of them I know by name. And when he told me this, a thought came up into my brain. That the Lord has never failed me. That he uses the crazy things of this world to make our eyes see that he indeed is real. And that his words are power and that his words can heal. They can never be concealed and that his words are everlasting and can't be thrown away like old banana peels. God is real. God's words are true. And writing this poem, I hope that they too can flow through you like they're flowing through me, like the waves that crash and roll through the sea, so they can cleanse and restore your soul. And you'll give God total control and realize that Jesus is alive and his words will forever survive. And if you ever doubt or think this is a lie, there's an empty grave to prove he lives. Thank you.